AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Fierce storms continue to buffet parts of North Texas and Oklahoma. Officials are closing some roads because of high water amid heavy rains. Part of Interstate 44 in Tulsa is closed down because of high water. And fears of a dam overtopping in Shawnee has led to voluntary evacuations. Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center says the severe weather threat remains for the weekend.
Primary hazards are going to be large hail, damaging winds, and also flash flooding because there's been quite a bit of rain in the previous days. And so the soil is saturated, and so there's going to be a lot of runoff. And also a tornado or two will remain possible.
Tropical storm Anna is picking up some steam, and that could mean a soggy weekend for Carolina beachgoers. Anna has maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. It's about 140 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach. Forecasters warning of rough surf and rip currents. There was a stunning crash on a Georgia highway. It was a small plane with four people on board. Our Ed Donahue has details.
The FAA says the Piper PA-32 took off from the DeKalb Peachtree Airport and quickly ran into trouble. Don McGee was driving on Interstate 285. The crash happened in front of a tractor trailer.
He slams on his brakes and the plane just went right in front of him. Boom! Hit the wall.
He describes a huge fire. McGee is amazed no one on the highway was killed.
You can't even throw a baseball or a tennis ball across there without getting hit. And this plane came across 285 and didn't hit nobody.
Federal investigators say they will reconstruct the plane to figure out why it crashed. I'm Ed Donahue.
The district attorney in San Francisco says he's already dismissed eight criminal cases because of a group of police officers texting racist remarks. Prosecutor George Gascon says it tarnishes the entire department. This is AP Radio News. Someone's getting out of General Hospital.
At the time, it was the biggest moment in daytime TV history, back when people were still calling them soap operas. The marriage of Luke and Laura Spencer on General Hospital helped make Anthony Geary a household name. Geary is still on the show, but that will end soon. He is leaving after nearly three decades in the role, and he's leaving on his own terms. Producers say Geary, who is now 67, has made the decision to leave himself. He'll be written out of the ABC show in an episode to air later this summer. I'm Oscar Wells-Gabriel.
Former Seattle Seahawks tight end Jeremy Stevens was sentenced to a month in jail. He was arrested for driving drunk in Southern California. Prosecutors say that Stevens was arrested in Manhattan Beach in January. He is married to soccer star Hope Solo. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.